titled Praise is Rising. And we're going to lift up some shouts to the Lord here in a little bit. And we've been praising God. You've been with us all day today. And we've pretty much been on the air nonstop. We had a little bit of a break over lunch, maybe 30, 40 minutes there, and came right back on air. But many of you have been listening. You've been praying with us and for us. And we're just going to ask you to join us for a time of prayer just before the final hour of prayer and share. Father, we lift up WCNO. We thank you, Father, for this ministry. Thank you, Father, for the lives that are touched, for the lives that are in the kingdom of God today because of your saving grace. Father, this is resurrection season, and we know, Father, that you have defeated the power of Satan. You've defeated the power of the grave. You've defeated sickness, disease, and infirmity. Father, you have healing for those who are bruised and broken. You have deliverance for those who are bound. Father, you have new beginnings for those who are at the end of their road today. So we speak the life of God, and thank you, Father, for this great ministry. Amen. And for our family that listens and tunes in and receives day after day. And Father, I know it's a Friday afternoon, but on this Friday afternoon, as we think about Palm Sunday, the Lord coming into the city, knowing that he was going to end up being arrested and condemned to die, but knowing that he had committed to his Father's purpose. And in fact, the word says, for the joy that was set before him, he went to the city. He saw joy in the redemption of everyone who is born again today and those who are coming in. Thank you, Father, for meeting the needs of this ministry, for meeting the needs of your people, for giving us your peace, and for guiding us by your Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, here we go. Maranatha, praise is rising.
Praise is rising. Eyes are turning to you. We turn to mystery, hearts are yearning for you. We long for you. 'Cause when we see you, we find strength to face the day. And in your presence, all our fears are washed away. Washed away. Hosanna, Hosanna. You are the God who saves us, worthy of all our praises. Hosanna, Hosanna. Jesus. Face the day, and in your presence all our fears are washed away. When we see is when we see you, we find strength to face the day. And in your presence all our fears are washed away, washed away.
All right, and Karen, let's give those phone numbers out. We have a little time left, about an hour left. Let's see what God's going to do in the last hour. This is Prayer and Share. Just so you know where we are only $24,355.84 away from fully finishing Prayer and Share with a fully matched six-month budget. We're just $24,355 away. Give us a call with your donation.
That's right, and that number is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. Maybe you have $55.84.
There you go.
Yeah.
Let's, if we can just keep this, get that in, and then we can keep it even until the end.
Keep it even.
So it's easy to add. We can just add without using any brain cells or anything.
This is the wood chipper here, wanting to you know, get it right down to round numbers. Let's get that taken care of over there.
Yeah. It hasn't been too bad this time.
No, this is the second time.
Yeah.
Second time.
Yeah.
But we did have some chunky money earlier. Yeah. That came in. And that actually came in, David, in a donation from your wife for your anniversary coming up.
That's right. Yeah. She brought that.
Some chunky money that was
cash
good.
In.
For, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so $24,355 away, and you know, one week is $8,653. So we're less than 3 weeks from finishing up. Otherwise, we fully funded the 5 months. We're into the last month funding that, and we've been working on that, I think, this afternoon mostly. But thank you so much to our team that's been stepping up this afternoon, and it makes a difference. Thank you, Jim and Julie, for your donation this afternoon. So we're right now $24,355. Give us a shout, 772-221-1100. I will check online, see if somebody's donating there, and you can give there. You can also text a donation to 24365. So you do that by texting WCNO to 24365. Give us a call, 772-221-1100.
Hi, this is Pastor Anthony Cillian of Christ's World Evangelism, a ministry of Christ's World Prayer Church. I am personally inviting you to our annual Good Friday Healing Service. Join us on Good Friday, April 18th at 7 p.m. We are located at Palm Beach Gardens Elementary, 160 Riverside Drive, Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, 33410. For more information, call 561-264-1200. That's 561-264-1200. Have a glorious day in Christ.
right. Paul Wilbur, Who Is Like You? Give us a call, 772-221-1100.
Sky. You framed the stars in the night. You made the heavens, the sea, and the land. You hold them all.
Oh,
Give us a call at 772-221-1100. This is WCNO Prayer and Share. We're in the last 45 minutes of the day, and we are right now with 24,355 to go. Give us a shout and let us know what the Lord's putting on your heart to give. 772-221-1100 or go to WCNO.com.
We are back. We are winding up. We've got about 40-something minutes left, 43 minutes or so. We're going to stay until the end because we know that there are some that would still like to give towards this fundraiser, to the end of the fundraiser. I can't see the amount from here, but it's
24,355.
Yes.
84. With 84 cents.
55.84. That's what we're looking for right now. 55.84. If you'd want to not smooth it out. What is the word? You know, make it an even number. So 55.84. That's what we're looking for right now. But you can call 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. If you'd like to text a donation, you can do so by texting WCNO to 24365. If you'd like to give at the website, you can go to WCNO.com where you can make a pledge or a donation. And also comments, we welcome your comments, and you can use that form right at the top on that homepage and let us know what you think. Let us know how you feel. Let us know what you love about WCNO. And yeah, we'd just love to hear from you. If you have a prayer request, you can also use that same form. If you have a testimony you'd like to share, we love to hear testimonies. But we're looking to raise the rest of this budget, 772-221-1100.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. sing hallelujah. To our God we lift up one voice. To our God we lift up one song. And to our God we lift up one voice. Sing hallelujah.
This is Pastor Anthony Cillian of Christ World Evangelism, a ministry of Christ World Prayer Church. I am personally inviting you to our annual Good Friday Healing Service. Join us on Good Friday, April 18th at 7 p.m. We are located at Palm Beach Gardens Elementary, 160 Riverside Drive, Palm Beach Gardens, Florida 33410. For more information, call 561-264-1200. That's 561-264-1200. Have a glorious day in Christ.
Hello, I'm Pastor Jerome Ryan, the founder and CEO of the Love Center. We've been serving the region for over 30 years, helping families rebuild their lives. We're expanding our services. The Workforce Discipleship Center providing housing for the working class homeless. Yes, repeat, for the working class homeless, for single men and single women. We are offering financial literacy and strategies along with spiritual discipleship. For more information, please call the Workforce Discipleship Office at 772-207-6925. Again, 772-207-6925. Our staff is waiting to assist you or someone you know.
Thank you.
All right. We are back. What was that noise?
Headphone rack.
What was that crazy noise? Okay, so at least we know somebody is listening.
No, is somebody listening?
We know a lot of people are listening.
Yeah. But somebody's responding.
Yes.
That's what we know.
And yes, Joe is responding. Oh, Joseph from Lake Park. Make it a one-time pledge of $55.84. Mm. Thank you, Joseph.
Going to eat that. Even
what
that,
is that
thing
now?
Up.
Even that puppy out.
Yeah, 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 exactly. Thank you, Joseph.
We're going to even that out. And then he's also has a prayer request here. First, he's asking for us to play that song, Drinking from My Saucer. So we'll go ahead and get that queued up. And
that's first.
Do we want? Yeah, we'll hear the song and then come back and pray for his mom. Is that what you're...
No, I'm just wondering what's the sequence. I'm just waiting.
I'm just saying we're queuing the song up.
Okay, we got it.
Okay. And so his mom, Juliet, has arthritis and is in pain. And he wants prayer for the Lord's blessings on her and two friends helping to care for her. Not sure of the translation of that. But anyway, we lift up Juliet.
You,
Father
Lord.
God, we just ask, O Lord, that you would touch her from the top of her head to the soles
Father.
Of her feet,
yes.
Lord God.
Yes.
That your healing balm would cover her, Lord. That you would seep through and through with the oil of your presence, God. Father, that you would give her relief from this arthritic pain. Father, that you would just set her free, God, that she can just be resting and not have to deal with this anymore, God. We thank you, Jesus, that you are the healer and that you paid the price on that cross to bring this healing for Juliet. So we speak that healing over her now in the name of Jesus. And we just ask you, Lord, to bless her. Bless her, Lord, in ways that she has never experienced before, God. Father, that you would pour out your blessings upon her. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that she has friends that help to take care of her. And we just speak your peace to all of them, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we just thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for your touch for Juliet right now in Jesus' name, Lord. We know that, you know, as we pray, God, that you go forth and you send your angels forth to do the work. And we thank you, Lord, for touching her and healing her today.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we know it's your desire for your people to be healed and made whole. So, Lord, we just speak for all the others, God, that even right now that are asking for a healing, those are that in their bodies, in their physical bodies, many that are just racked with pain. Father, we just speak your healing over each one of them in the name of Jesus. Lord, that you would just move amongst your people and, Lord, just do things that people have been waiting for so long to be done. They've been trusting in you and relying upon you for all these years, Lord, and they're waiting for the manifestation of their healing. And we just ask you, Lord, to send that forth today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I'm happy anyhow. As I go along life's journey, I'm reaping better than I sowed. I'm drinking from my saucer. cause my cup has overflowed. Ain't got a lot of riches, sometimes the going's rough, but I've got a friend in Jesus, and that makes me rich enough. I thank God for all His blessings on me and the mercy that He's bestowed. I'm drinking from my saucer, cause my cup has overflowed.
Oh, sure. I've been through some storms. And yes, I'm sure there were times when my faith must have got a little thin. But you know what it seemed like? One day, all at once, those dark clouds broke. And that old sun, she started shining again.
So Lord, help me not to grumble and complain about the tough roads I have hoed. Oh, I'm drinking from my saucer, cause my cup has overflowed. Should go on living, if the way gets steep and rough, I won't ask for other blessings, cause I'm already blessed enough. May I never be too busy to help another bear his load. And I'll keep drinking from my saucer, Lord, cause my cup has overflowed. Yes, I'll keep drinking from my saucer, Lord, cause my cup has overflowed. My cup has overflowed.
Wow. 772-221-1100. That's the number to call. 772-221-1100.
Well, we're right now over $200,000. $200,700 is where we are right at this moment. And we want to thank the angel that called my wife. And I don't know who the angel is, but the angel said that they are going to cover that $500 that Jim and Julie put in, that matching fund. We just made that. And Karen, once again, what are we lift? You just lifted that up in prayer, but there's another request. Is Dave going to lift something up, or what? Yes. What else is there to it?
Yeah, I got a text from one of my friends.
Okay,
and she said that her friend Janet, who lives in Palm City, has to sell her home. She does not want to sell her home. She needs a job that pays to meet her lot rent. The lot rent went up. And then now she's not going to be able to pay for her home, and she's going to have to sell it. She's working the job, but it just doesn't bring in enough. So she either needs a new job, or the Lord will prevent the rent from going up, the lot rent. But anyway, yeah, just felt like Dave could address that.
I will be happy to do that. Just, Father, we just We lift Janet up to you right now.
Jesus, take care.
We surround her as we know your love is surrounding her right now. She has a great need, and she trusts you, Lord, but she just doesn't know how you're going to meet that need. And Lord, you know us. We're human beings. As much as we've walked with you, as many valleys you've and hills you've climbed and up and down with us, you know how we are. And these are moments of faith growth, really, when we come to something we've never anticipated, that we have anxiety about it. And Janet has anxiety about this. What's she going to do? Is she going to have to find a better job? Is she going to have to come up with more money? Or is there going to be a movement of grace, a miracle, if you will, Lord, that where this lot rent would not go up? Either way, we know that, Lord, you're carrying her through this time, and you have a miracle, Father, awaiting her. It's in your time, of course, but you will work this miracle. You will pour out grace for Janet. You will restore her. You will give her what she needs. You will show her the path that you want her to walk, and you will be with her every step of the way.
Amen. Amen.
And we just lift her up to you in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, once again, we want to just review with you, if you're just tuning in this afternoon, this is Prayer and Share. This is the last day of week two. Two times a year we come to you, and we really come to pass the offering basket. This is how we cover the cost of operations here at WCNO. And so we bring to you our request, let you know exactly what our budget is and what our needs are. So you can be prayer partners with us, and you can also stand with us in faith and also give. And so many of you have given already. We thank each and every one of you. And some of you are giving. You have already sent out your responses, and we just haven't received those yet. They will come in, we pray. And some of you have not yet even decided what you're going to give, but we want to encourage you to be a partner with us. We are right now just $24,300 short of fully meeting our six-month budget. So we have fully funded 5 months. We are now funding the final month. We funded at least 1 week of that month, and we are into that second week. So you look at it, we're basically, two and a half weeks short of fully funding this operational budget for the next 6 months. So we are short just a tad bit, but we know we have a big, big God. I know that many will continue to give. We're going to let you know how we're doing with this. In fact, on our website, we'll keep you posted on where we are with it. And when we come on air and have live programming, I'll be letting you know on Wednesday Live where we are with our donations as they come in. But I'm confident that God is going to meet our need. In fact, we're just going to pause for a moment. We still have about 18 minutes or so to go. And Father, we just commit into your hands every one of our families. We thank you for them. Thank you, Lord, for this ministry. It is effective. You use this ministry to not only encourage, to uplift, to strengthen, to motivate, but also to save. People are saved through this ministry. And that is awesome. And only you know how that impacts families, how it impacts communities, how it impacts the marketplace, the workplace, how it impacts the generation that we live in. So, Father, we know that you have strategically placed WCNO with our tower right out west of town, so we can have a very big voice for the kingdom of God. And we desire with all of our heart, Lord, to use it for your glory, and to not compromise and to not back down, but to stand up for you. So, Lord, thank you for that. We still have a few minutes, Father. There may be some other donations that you plan to touch people's hearts to give. Our phone lines are open, Lord, and we're just going to sit here, answer phones, do what we can, as long as we are able. Thank you, Lord, for touching your people to give and for blessing them so they can. And we look to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, in the mail this afternoon, we have coming in from Dwight in Port St. Lucie, a donation for $50. Dwight, we want to thank you for that donation. We're going to add it in right now. And the phone lines are open.
772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100.
Jeremy Camp, Beautiful One. 772-221-1100. That was Jeremy Camp, Beautiful One. All right, we just made mention of a $50 donation coming in today's mail from Dwight, Port St. Lucie. Thank you very much, Dwight, for that donation by check. We also have a donation coming in from Lake Park, Florida, from Joseph. And Joseph, we want to thank you for making a $300 donation. That is going to get added in this afternoon as well. And Cedric, let's see. Cedric is from Tamarack, and he is sending in a $250 donation. And that is coming in by check this afternoon. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. We just added those in. And phone numbers?
772-221-1100 is the number. 772-221-1100.
You eked that one out.
And, some people, probably my ears don't work as fast as somebody's mouth. So I got to let them catch up. So.
Well, we still have about 10 minutes. We're going to go to another song. We'll be right back in just a moment. I'm checking online to see what else is coming in. And, of course, it's not too late to be a part of Prayer and Share. And we trust that those of you who have not given yet, that you will be able to give, and that you will prayerfully join us in believing God for the remainder of this budget to be fully met. So we're trusting God with that, and we thank you.
That come true life so untasted, too many tears for the damage done. Fate's enemy stood smiling while I believed his lies.
But now, in my Redeemer's hands, hope is alive like the spring. Here, in my Redeemer's hands, I see His love heal everything. For by the great mercy and grace of my Lord, what had been wounded is being restored. There's a garden in bloom where there once was just sand. There is life in my Redeemer's hands. Light flooding my past is chasing down shadows, making them flee. Joy dances like Lazarus, living again so deep inside of me. Can't wait for each tomorrow and the life that's beyond the sorrow. Now, in my Redeemer's hands, hope is alive. I see His love heal everything. For by the great mercy and grace of my Lord, what had been wounded is being restored. There's a garden in bloom where there once was just sand. There is life in my Redeemer's hands. Life conquers death. Hands. Hope is alive like the spring. Here in my Redeemer's hands, I see His love heal everything. For by the great mercy and grace of my Lord, what had been wounded is being restored. There's a garden in bloom where there once was just sand.
We still have about a minute left. We have a caller online or on the phone. We have lines that are still open. It's not too late to call.
And just think, if you dial that number, 772-221-1100, one of us will pick up that phone.
Eventually, yes.
Eventually, yeah. And take your donation with
you.
Yeah, yeah. And then also, when you get up Monday morning and you turn on WCNO at 7 a.m., well, even before that, we will be back to regular programming.